Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak again here. Well, it's a pleasure to be able to speak. So, today, last week we were talking about how our bodies and our selves usually, we can do whatever we want, but we should not do whatever we want. And then after the message last week, we had our small groups. And we were talking amongst ourselves. And one of the things that we were talking in our group is that sometimes when you don't exercise enough, in a spiritual way, you might become weak. And today, I want to talk to you about weakness. So, who here likes to feel weak? I don't think anyone. And I don't know if you have felt weak recently. Maybe those who were fasting a couple of weeks ago, maybe someone felt weak. But none of us like the feeling of weakness. So let's start reading our Bible and let's see what the Bible says about weakness. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 9, and we're going to read the first half.
Okay.
If you are on the passage, please say amen. Okay, so Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth.
パウロはコリントにある教会について語っているところです。
And he comes to a point where he says these words.
パウロが言うところです
。He says, but he said to me, speaking about Jesus, Jesus, or God, or Paul,My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in
weakness.
So, here it says, God is telling Paul that his grace is enough. And that his power, that is God's power, is made perfect when Paul is weak. So, in today's world or today's society, normally being strong is exalted.
強さ、強いことが立ってられています。
Or is placed.
強いことが言うこととされています。
Okay? For example, when you go to a job interview,
例えば、仕事の面接を受けに行くときに、
What do you usually say about yourself?
自分自身のことをアピールしますね。
Are your strengths?
自分の強さをアピールすると思
います。You don't talk about your weaknesses.
自分の弱いところを見せないようにすると思います。
Because you want to get the job.
なぜなら仕事を得たいからです。
So talking about something that you're not good at, or that you're weak at,
自分ができないこととか、自分の弱いところを話すと、
might not be the best idea.
仕事をもらえないと思います。
But here, we are seeing the opposite.
ここではそれと反対のこと、逆のことが書かれています。
There is a window open for what can happen in weakness. There is a door opening for what weakness, what can happen in weakness.So, we usually try to hide our weakness. We don't like to show it. We don't like people to see us
down.
We simply don't like the feeling of weakness.Let me play some example about something that happened this week. This week I spent some time with children. And on the first day, we went to the park and we started playing sports.Now, I haven't exercised in a while.
しばらくの間、私は運動してこなかったので、
So in the first 10 minutes,
最初の10分で、
I was like,
めちゃくちゃ疲れてしまいました。
I was feeling tired.
本当に疲れました。
And I was like, okay, my body is weak.
ああ、自分の体って弱いな。
So, I kept playing.
頑張って一緒に子供たちと
Even though I felt tired,
めちゃくちゃ疲れてても頑張りました。
And there was a point, there came a point where I was so happy playing.
でもその中で、子供たちと運動してる中ですごく楽しいポイントがあります。
That I forgot that I was tired.
自分が疲れているということを忘れるぐらい楽しいこと。
So yes, for a moment, I felt weak.
最初は、しばらくの間は自分の弱さを感じたけれど、
And I did not like it.
それで、もうちょっと休みたいなと思ったけれど、
It made me feel old.
自分の老いを感じたし、
It made me feel like I need to do exercise again.
もうまた運動を始めなきゃなと思いました。
But when I went past that feeling.
でもその、現在のとき、それは今を超えて、
Something good came out.
なんか良い気持ちが湧いてきました。
So, now let's see what Paul says in the second part of verse
1. 第2コリント12章9節の後半の部分で、パウロは何と言っているかを見ていきましょう。
So we'll read the whole verse.But let's focus on the second part. So we read this. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness,
心が主が言われた、私の恵みはあなたに対して十分である、私の力は弱いところに完全に現れる、それだから私の力は私に流れるように、むしろ喜んで自分の良さに誇る。
But as the power of Christ manifests upon me、
キリストの力が私の内に戻る。
So if weakness is something so bad、
もし弱さがすごく良くないものだったら、
Then why is Paul saying
that
he will gladly boast in his
weakness?
He's going to happily show his
weakness.
That's not something a normal person does. But he has realized, Paul has realized, that God is perfect in every way. And God is the one that's going to give him the power to make up for any weakness he might have. And if we know ourselves, we know we have a lot of weakness. Now, Paul is trying to be more vocal, like Paul is trying to express more directly his weakness.So that God can come in and with his power lift Paul from those
weaknesses.
That is because God's power perfects our weaknesses. And allows us to do more than we can do ourselves. Sometimes we feel we might not be able to do
something.
Maybe in your own ability, maybe in your own strength, it is not possible. But that is when you realize that when you do it, that when you do it, it's God doing it through you.
私その時に、その自分の弱さを通して、神様が私たちを用いてくださ
います。自
分自身の力でなくて、神様が強くなってください
ます。You know
yourself. 自分たちは自分たちの自分自身について知っているっていうのは、
You know maybe in your own person would not have been able to do it.
自分じゃできないということを分かっているっていうの
は、But,God allows you to do
it.
Now, Paul says in this verse, in the beginning of the verse, He said to me, This means God is saying to Paul the words that he's expressing. Now, Jesus knows very well the feeling of weakness. Now, you say, how? Because Jesus is God. And God is not weak. How does Jesus know weakness? So, let's remember that Jesus came as a man to
earth.
And he was 100% man. And 100% God. But in a human body, he felt everything with you. So if you remember in Matthew 4, if you want to go there, Matthew 4, verse 1 and 2, Jesus was just baptized, and he was sent into the desert. And he was there for 40 days and nights. And I want us to read the end of verse 2. And it says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. He was hungry. After 40 days and 40 nights of
eating.
How would you feel after 40 days and 40 nights of not eating? You'd probably
be like, no.
Somebody help me, right? You would not be able to be. I don't think you would even be able to be sitting on a chair.
And
just you go one day without eating, you're just like, no, I'm not doing this again. So Jesus,
look.
And you know what? That's when the devil came. And the first thing he tempted Jesus with, he didn't tempt him with the power or with the kingdoms and the body. So the first thing he tempted with was, if you're hungry, tell me what's wrong.
もし、お腹が減ってるなら、そこの石をパンに変えてみるよ。
And tell them to become bright.
パンに変えてみる。
So, the first thing Jesus was tempted with was in what he was weak in.
それが神様、イエス様が、いつもに最初に心に入られていることでした。
That's why the Bible says he was hungry. So Jesus was able to overcome this and the other temptations. Because he had God with him. The Holy Spirit with him. And that helped him overcome that weakness. And the rest of the temptations of him. Okay. So, going back to 2 Corinthians, before the passage that we just read in chapter 12, verse 9, Paul has been mentioning a list of things that he has done or he has overcome. And Paul could exalt himself with all these things. I could say, oh, I'm such a great teacher because I've done this, this. But in 2 Corinthians 12, couple verses before, which is there. Verse 7 and 8. We read this. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Many times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. So, God sent a thorn something that bothered Paul all the time. And so he wouldn't be exalting himself all the time. This was a reminder of weakness. We are not told what this thorn was. It can be interpreted in many ways. There are many interpretations. But it was a constant reminder. And it bothered Paul so much that he prayed three times, asking God to remove the thorn. Now we are told that this was not removed. Again, we don't like to be reminded that we are weak. What is your thorn? What is that thing in your life that reminds you of the weakness? Maybe it's when you are trying to get quickly to somewhere and someone is walking to you in front of and you're like, move. That shows a weakness in our character. Or maybe when you get to the store, and you're looking for that product that you want, and there's just one left. You're here and you see them. And you're walking there. And before you get there, someone else gets there, grabs it, and goes. And you're like, why? Right? That reminds us of all the little weaknesses we have. You might be little, you might be big. But they remind us. And maybe you, like Paul, prayed, God, please help help me not feel this. Or help me overcome this need so strong that I never have to worry about
it.
But what we read before in verse 9 is that God's power is perfected in my weakness. Now, this is what, like I said before, we sometimes say that when you are in a hole in
Scripture,
and you're in the very bottom,
yeah.
And there's no other way to go. The only way to go is up. Now, maybe the hole is so deep. But you might not be able to go out on your own. You need help from someone. And this someone is God.
This
is the one that can help you reach, right?
Or pass.
Now, as I'm telling you this, I'm reminded of an example. Do you remember Peter? Peter was walking in the water. Jesus called him. Jesus walked in the water. And Peter said, if you call me, I'll go. And he was sure. And he stepped out of the boat and walked. He had his eyes on
Jesus.
But when he took his eyes on
Jesus
and saw the wind and saw his surrounding, by his feet in the water, he lost sight of Jesus. And now doubt
him.
And he started sinking. And he cried for help. And for help to Jesus. He didn't call the other 11 or the boat. He knew the only help he could get was from Jesus. And there is a painting, I don't know if you've seen this painting, that is like you're underwater. And there's a hand from Jesus. And that's what Paul said.
Yeah, Paul.
A hand coming in. And taking it.
And that's it. That's the thing.
Paul realized something.
Oh, wow. I can also
hear the pity.
Yeah, I put it in
the name. Realized that day that he had beaten. He had shown all this faith to walk in water. And he had
doubted.
And he knew that he
had.
And now let's go back. And remember that Paul prayed 3 times to be restored. And we remember that this wasn't removed because in our weakness, God's power is not perfect. So this form was not removed.
Oh,
But the important point here is that we remember that we pray three times. Can you remember another moment in the Bible where someone else prayed three times? In a moment of weakness? Jesus prayed. So let's go to Matthew 26. Verse 36. Now, if you remember, we said Jesus felt weakness. He was in a body like you and me. He felt hungry. Because I was out, he felt heat. He felt the cold. So, he felt what you feel. Now, Jesus and God are able to tell Paul about weakness because they've experienced it. And what we're going to read here is one of the moments where Jesus felt the
weakest. それからイエスは弟子たちと一緒に ゲツセマネのところに来て彼らに言われた。私があそこに行って祈っている間ここに座っているのか。それからペテロとジュデザイの子2人とを一緒に連れて行かれたが、イエスは悲しみにもらい始められた。その時イエスは彼らに言われた。私は悲しみなんだり死ぬほどです。ここを離れないで私と一緒に目を覚ましているのか。それからイエスは少し進んで行って連れてして祈っているのか。心は燃えていても、液体は弱いのです。イエスは目覚めに慣れていて、待っているのか。我が父よ、どうしても飲まずに死なされに、また熟でしたので、どうしても心の距離が戻ってきて、イエスが戻ってきて、ご覧になって、さらに仲間になっていて、目を向けていることができなかったのである。イエスは、またも彼らに出ていて、もう一度同じことを繰り返して、3度目に戻ってきた。
So, Jesus comes to Gethsemane. He knows it's the end of the road. He knows why he came to earth is about to
happen.
And he goes there to pray. And he says, my soul is very sorrowful. And I find this expression that follows very strong, even to death.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like dying. That's the level of weakness. And he cries to his father. If it's possible, let this pass from me. But yet, and then he says, don't let my will be done, but you. Then he goes again and prays again to God. And he says, my father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. And he's really, there's a chance I don't have to do this. He knew everything he was going to go through. He felt it. In this passage, it says that he was so stressed that he had sweat. He sweated blood. That is the immense feeling of weakness. But he knew only his father could get him healed. So Jesus prayed 3 times for this storm to be removed. But God did not remove it, so that his power would be protected in Jesus. And his purpose fulfilled. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 10. And with this, we're going to start wrapping up. And here Paul says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am
strong.
So when we are feeling weak, or when we are getting insulted, or when we are going through troubles, or when we are going to be persecuted, or dealing with different difficulties, this is an opportunity for God to give you
strength.
It might seem frustrating. It might feel awful. But we should trust God to show up and strengthen us. The strength that God will provide you in your weakness is much greater than any strength that you could come up with on your
own.
Our instinct is to hide our weaknesses. But when you're in front of God. Be an open book. Say everything. He knows you. Better than you know yourself. But when you come on your own, willingly, and admit that you have a weakness, and He will and He will extend His arm, grab your hand, pull you up, and give you the strength to
continue.
The trust that God will show up, that we need to come first to Him. So just to finish, let's go to Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29 and 31. Look at it. I'm going to read it very quickly and then we'll read it off the
Japanese.
He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and do not be weary. They shall walk and be weary.
私は40歳の時に、疲れたものに力を与え、精力の前にも気をつける。若者も疲れたり、若い男も、その実態を知る。しかし、死を待ち望む者に新しく力を、足の弱い人が遭うかって、あの、言うことができる。そして、みたいな、言うことなく考える。So
here is a promise of God to do this things in women and women. So, be reminded always that when you feel that feeling of weakness in you, you can come to God like Paul, like Jesus. Tell Him, God, I need You. Because of this, I cannot overcome it on my own. Help me. I need You. Give me the strength. And God will answer. God will sustain you. God will be your strength. And let us pray. God, thank You so much for Your word. Thank You for always that You are a God that looks for the best for us. You know us better than we know ourselves. We know each one of our strengths, of our weaknesses. And You know what area we need to grow in as well. God, this morning we are here We want to come to you with open hearts. As an open book, honest in front of you. Saying, God, maybe in this area we need some identification. I am really constantly reminded of this
week.
But please do. Like you did with Peter and the sea. Extend your hand. That you sustained Jesus through the cross. Help
me.
You are the one that strengthens me. You are the only strength in me. You are all in
me.
So please, God, come today with your Spirit. And please, lift me up. Help me. Show me you are with me. And I will know that you are with me. Because I know very well my own weakness. And I know if I overcome them, it's
because of them.
You sustain me. With me. Holy Spirit, fill me. And strengthen me. Thank you, God, for your
presence.
Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you for your power.